What's going on, everybody? It's How To Tuesday. We're coming at you from Hawks K, and it is getting ready to be a time of the year where we're doing a lot of fly fishing for tarpon. We're also doing a lot of fly fishing for bonefish, and it's super important on how I've learned how to keep my tarpon flies and my bonefish flies and my bonefish jigs. And there's a certain way that I do it. It makes a really big difference. And if you're not doing it this way, you might want to consider it. What I do is I keep these in a certain box. I don't use a standard fly box. Like a standard fly box, in my opinion, would be one that has foam on the inside, a lot of times ridged foam. And that ridged foam, you put the flies in there. A lot of people use that for bonefish. And for some bonefish flies, that's fine. But the foam smashes the hackles. It smashes the feathers. Sometimes the feathers get caught in the lid, get closed on that. And I will tell you that the most important thing about a tarpon fly is that it swims properly. Okay? You can see this is a very well-tied fly. It's got the hackles that I'm holding in my hand. They splay out real nice. It's the fly that I'm holding in my hand looks exactly like it did when it came off of Drew Ciccone's vise. And this is exactly the way he wants it to look. Now, the secret to this is that he uses these bags. I use them too. These are these plastic sleeves. You can get them from Johnson Bag Company. And I don't know the size of this one, but you can look on there and find the right size. I like the heavy duty ones. And I like to keep the fly inside of these bags. Okay, this keeps the feathers and the hackles and the squirrel tail and everything just right. I do it the same way with like an Enrico Puglisi fly. You can see like this fly right here. Equally as important that this fly swim perfectly. It's a little more durable than a feather fly. But when I pull it out of this plastic sleeve, it looks and swims perfectly. So that is super important. Another thing that is good about the plastic sleeve is that you're keeping all the water off of the fly and keeping all the water off the hook. So the hook is just like it came out of the box for the first time. So I keep all my flies like this. Everything that I have, including rabbit flies. You don't want your rabbit fur to get all kinked or anything either. So everything goes in these plastic sleeves, and I keep no flies in a traditional fly box. Even bonefish flies, I'm keeping in a plastic sleeve like this, and it keeps everything just right. I keep all of this in a Plano Edge tackle box because the Plano Edge box has a clear lid. It has a place to mark to label it, but most importantly, it has restrictor built into the plastic of the box. So when this lid is closed, it's like you have an anti-rust preventative inside of your tackle box. And that's what you want. You don't want your flies to rust. Now, there's a water wick thing. This little thing can act as a divider like I have it. And it also pulls out any moisture that might get into the box. But this box also has a nice closing positive lid. Okay. So that's how I'm keeping my tarpon flies and bonefish flies and any other kind of flies, if even barracuda flies or whatever. I want to keep them just like they were tied. I don't want to mess them up by storing them. I'm going to do the same thing with my bonefish jigs. Okay. It's equally as important. I can show you, I open this box right here, and I'm holding in my hand a beautiful white bucktail jig. And it was stored improperly, and the bucktail is all kinked off to the side. This is not going to swim very well. This is not going to act the way that the jig tire wanted it to. It's going to take a while for that to come back. This was stored improperly. This one, in a plastic sleeve, was stored properly, and you can see that the nice calf tail and bucktail is perfectly straight. It's going to swim really nicely. And that is because it was stored in the plastic sleeve. Now, a lot of times jigs will come in a plastic sleeve. So if they do, keep that sleeve because it's going to keep your hook fresh and it's going to keep your bucktail exactly perfect. Now, when I go to a bonefish jig, it's the same kind of deal. I'm going to keep them in a plastic sleeve. And when I pull this out, it's going to be perfect. Just like it was tied, right? And if there are a couple little stray hairs, you can pull them off. But that's exactly the way that bonefish jig is supposed to be. So I keep them in this sleeve, fold it over, and sometimes, you know, you can keep two in there. But what the most important thing is that you're folding it where it's not bending the bucktail, okay? So you see these two, I've folded right behind where the bucktail ends. I'll fold this plastic sleeve over, and then I can keep them real neatly in this Plano Edge box. So I use two different sizes, using a 3600 for the jigs, and I'm using a 3700 for the tarpon flies. Whatever you want, whichever size you want. But I do like the Edge Flex box the best, because it comes and it's completely empty. And then you can divide it up in any configuration you want. So if you have really long flies, you can make a really long compartment. If you have, you know, bonefish jigs, you can make it really short like I have here. And it's a great way to keep them. So strongly encourage you to look into this storage option, especially if you've had problems with tarpon following and following and following and your flies fouled, or they follow and follow and follow and they won't eat it. It might be because your fly's just swimming a little bit off. And to me, that's inexcusable. Like if I were to store the fly in a way that I caused someone to not catch a fish, that would just kill me. So if you can just store them a little bit differently, maybe that makes a difference in 2 bites a year, 5 bites a year, 2 bites a day. It could make a difference. This could be the difference between you catching a fish and not catching a fish, or between you guiding someone to a fish and not guiding to a fish. So it's super important that your flies and jigs swim properly. This is how I do it. Maybe you have a different way, but the most important thing is that you keep them looking super sharp and keep them swimming the way that they're supposed to. All right, that's How To Tuesday for today. We'll see you next week.